In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christianity, if it's false, is of no importance, and if true, of infinite importance. The only thing it cannot be is moderately important. A quote from C.S. Lewis. The entire basis of our Catholic Christian faith can be summarized in one thing: the actual bodily resurrection of the man named Jesus who lived in first century Palestine. If Jesus did not die on a Roman cross, of which there are witnesses, if he was not buried, also witnesses, and if he did not rise again on the third day, alive, never to die again, of which there are at least over 500 witnesses who actually saw him. If none of that happened, then you have no reason to give him or Christianity a second thought. But if he did, he deserves your full attention. There is no middle ground. Many great historical figures led exemplary lives, taught wise doctrines, and even died for truth. But only one has risen from the dead. And we don't believe this because we think it will somehow make us nicer people. That's not its purpose, first of all, and clearly it doesn't do that automatically. We know that. And you don't have to believe in Jesus in order for the world to call you a good person or a nice person. No. We believe this because it is true. Among the vast array of humanity's greatest heroes, only Jesus Christ, about Jesus Christ can we say, he rose again on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. You and I do not merely celebrate a belief this morning. We celebrate an event. Jesus' resurrection happened. It is true. It is an event. We don't say, for instance, that we just believe in the moon landing, right? Except for a few holdouts who think it happened in a Hollywood studio, we know it happened, right? We have witnesses. It was done before I was born, and yet I don't say, well, I wasn't there, I didn't see it. We accept that. We have witnesses. And even more with this event of Jesus' resurrection that has literally changed the world and sent an entire cadre of people out into the world, even to their deaths. That is a belief that something happened. The resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead has astounding significance. It means that even though you and I still experience pain and suffering and even a biological death in this world, these do not have the last word. Evil does not have the last word, right? Jesus has conquered them, and he will share the fruits of that victory with us in our own resurrection. Jesus rises from the grave. Life is stronger than death. Good is more powerful than evil. Love is stronger than hate. Truth is stronger than lies. The darkness of the previous days is driven away the moment Jesus rises from the grave and himself becomes God's pure light, light from light. So why is this not more earth-shattering? Because it certainly is earth-shattering. Well, for many, even for many who named themselves Christian, we would rather, it seems, we think at least, have everything now in this world. We want to see it now. We are, if you will, gazing downwards constantly, always at our feet, and not to the future, beyond our own death, the future that's going to last forever. When younger, of course, That seems so far away, doesn't it? And then one day, like me, you wake up and suddenly you realize, you know, I think I have lived over half my life on earth. Like the Israelites in the desert, we often get impatient with God, and we would prefer to make an idol of gold and worship what we can see than to wait on the Lord and his promises. St. Paul reminds us today in that magnificent, short second reading, if you were raised with Christ, which you were in baptism, seek what is above. Think of what is above, not what is on earth. Jesus has such greatness planned for you, a glory and happiness so great that our minds cannot possibly comprehend how wonderful it is now. Now, in the gospel today, Saint John saw and believed, it said, and his life was never the same. He came to the tomb sad. He left, his life changed. He and hundreds of others have told us of the fact so that we might believe. Accept this event in your life, the fact of the resurrection, and you will likewise never be the same. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Now, in just a few moments, we are going to renew our baptismal promises. But before that, I would never interrupt the liturgy if it wasn't for something that was important. Now, as you came in, we handed a sheet to you. And also, I ask you, believe it or not, to take out your cell phones for a moment. Even if you did this about 3 weeks ago, you might want to do that to update something while we do this, and you might can help someone. One thing the pandemic taught us was the need for communication. When it hit, we had no way to tell people things. But we have now a wonderful gift called Flock Note, sending a note to the flock. It's a free communication, free for you to use. There is no app that you have to download. There's no password you will ever have to remember. That's a plus. And well, your privacy is secure. You're the one that chooses the things you want to receive. It's a way for us to keep connected, for you to continue to keep connected to your faith in through your local parish. And so we want to be able to keep you abreast of information and ministries. For example, you can choose the death and funeral notices. So if someone dies on Monday and the funeral is on Friday, you'll be able to know that and get there. If you want information on if you're between 18 and 35 for our young adults, right, you'll be able to sign up for that, our youth ministry, religious education, and so much more. If there's a ministry here at St. Mary's, you can receive information about it. Now, we can also send you especially important updates if, for instance, there's a hurricane and we have to cancel Mass, and so you don't drive through the wind saying, well, no, Father will probably be there. Anyway, so also if our parish picnic in a couple of weeks has to be postponed, we'll be able to let you know. We will use it sparingly. That's what will make it good. And remember, you are the one that updates your preferences, and you can unsubscribe from anything at any time. So at this time, I'd ask our flock note helpers to come out into the aisle. And they're going to help you as you now pull out your phone for me with your cell phone out. Unlock it. I've got some texts here. Well, happy Easters. And then I ask you to please open your messaging app, your text message apps. And then if you would make a new text message. Now, if you're an iPhone user, that's in the very top right-hand corner. And then in the to part, where it immediately takes you, you'll add this number that's on the flyer, 84576. Now, if you're having trouble, raise your hand, and one of our helpers will come straight to you. 84576, and then in the body of the text, put the word Aiken, all right? A-I-K-E-N. And when you do that, hit send, And you will immediately get back a message with a link. The link is also on here, which you can do later if you would like. Click on the link right now. It takes just a second to sign up. Click on that link. Now, if you did this 3 weeks ago and you did not enter, for instance, your address, please go ahead and do that now. You can get right into it and do that right now. We need to be able to get in touch with you. As I mentioned too, you'll be able to do this at home by following the link on the paper. Also, in your pews, there are cards, small little cards. You can fill out that and put that in the collection basket, and we'll get in touch with you for that. So go ahead and do that. Remember, 84576, and the word Aiken, text it, click on the link, and you can then quickly sign up on those things. Let's give you just a moment to do that. We have at St. Mary's truly a tremendous parish family here, and we want to make sure it's easy for you to get the information that you want to help grow your faith, to help get closer to Christ, so that nothing is between you and God. So this is one way we'll be able to communicate, get you the Bible studies you need, the information that you need. We're on a mission here at St. Mary's. And last night, we welcomed 32 people with various sacraments. The whole front was here completely covered. 15 of them were adult baptisms. How beautiful. The faith is alive and well. And you can be part of that mission. You are part of the St. Mary's family already. So I thank you for your patience. If you need more help, our helpers will be available after Mass, right out in the courtyard. And again, you can always do this at home from the information we gave you. And on behalf of all of us here at St. Mary's, we wish you and your families a very blessed Easter.